Good morning, Drift Run Church. Good morning to all of you visiting this morning. I hope and pray that God has blessed you this morning. I hope and pray that He lives in your heart, because I can tell you this morning, if He doesn't live in your heart, I tell you, you can take care of that situation this morning. Amen? Amen. We still serve a God that saves. We still serve a God that loves us, and it doesn't make any difference what the world may try to tell you. I'm telling you this morning, God is still alive. He's still real. He's still on the throne. And praise God this morning. There's nothing else to add to that but to say praise His holy name this morning. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You know, I'm going to be over in 2 Samuel, if you want to turn there, the 16th verse. I'll be referring back to the 15th chapter a good bit this morning. So if you would, you could turn to 2 Samuel 16th verse to begin with. You know, I encourage you this morning, and I hope you do this. If you take notes this morning. If you mark in your Bibles, mark in them this morning, because I believe God has impressed upon me that this is important this morning to someone here. I just want to say that this morning, because I believe God has done that. You know what? I want to tell you that some of the things that have got me to thinking about this week as God has dealt with me is this scripture. It's up here this morning. It says, take a breath. Trust the path that God has set before you. Just take a deep breath, whatever path God has put before you. Sometimes you'll not understand it. Sometimes you may doubt that path. But I'm telling you, if God has set you upon that path, you need to take a deep breath and let God do the work. Amen? Let Him do it in your life. I want to tell you also this morning that got me on this sermon and God impressed upon me. Brother Jamie has an awesome testimony that he could share with you sometimes. And he has shared it with this church many a times. And you know what? It got me to thinking as I got to dealing into this sermon this morning, that you know what? What he had went through and where God had brought him from. And I want you to remember that as I go down through this sermon this morning. If you would, let's please stand for the reading of God's Word this morning. 2 Samuel, the 16th chapter, beginning with the first verse. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, I want you to mark that in your Bible. A little past the top of the hill. This is important. When David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. And the king said unto Ziba, what meanest thou these? And Ziba said, the asses be for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and the summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine that such as be faint in the wilderness may drink. And the king said, where is thy master's son? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he abideth at Jerusalem. For he said, today shall the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I pray, Father, that you would be with us and guide us and direct us this morning. I pray that you would open up the hearts as only you can do. I pray, Father, that we would grasp this, Lord, whenever it tells us a little past the top of the hill, Lord, that we would grasp it and understand what you're trying to say to us here this morning. I want to praise you. I want to give you the glory that you so rightly deserve. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. And amen, you may be seated. Thank you. Let me set this sermon up a little bit for you this morning. As I said, I'll be going back into the 15th chapter. The 15th chapter wrote this, the next one back in 2 Samuel there. You know what? The news had just come to David. The news had just come to him that the people had turned their hearts against him. The news had just come that Absalom, his son, had just turned against him. In the 13th verse of that chapter, it says this, and there came a messenger to David saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And Absalom started to gather a group of men to come after David. That's what he did. He gathered them and tried to get them together. Now what makes this so sad, number one, is that Absalom was his son, I said, and also that he was still the king of Israel. He was still on the throne. And yet the people's heart, okay, and under these circumstances, I want you to understand, the Bible tells us that David makes the decision to get out of Jerusalem. And it said, and David had said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, arise and let us flee, for we shall not escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servant said unto David, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever the Lord shall appoint. As David left Jerusalem, I want you to get to grasp this. He went out through the valley of Kidron. And as he's going out through the valley of Kidron, he was leaving. He was being chased. What is before him but the Mount of Olives sets before him? I want you to understand something this morning. Understand this. There are times in your life when you may be going through a valley. Things may look bleak. Things may look bad in your life. And you're going through that valley. And you're thinking, how could it get any worse? And all at once, you look around and it seems like there's all kind of mountains around you. All kind of mountains. You look and you say, Lord, you brought me through a valley now. You're getting me through a valley. But look at what I have in front of me. There's a mountain to climb. I want to tell you something this morning, brothers and sisters. Listen to me about this. I don't know. But you know what? As the Bible tells us, as David went a little farther, and it says in verse 16, and when David was just a little past the top of the hill, he climbed the Mount of Olives. And when he got up there, there was another mountain peak. And that mountain peak was another one that he had to climb. Do you know what David did? But when he got to the top of it, you know, he didn't get up there and he didn't start complaining. He didn't start asking God, why did you do all this to me? You know what he did? He started worshiping the Lord. Isn't that awesome? What a lesson. What a lesson for you and for me. You know what? He said that he ascended up top there. And when he got up there, instead of griping, instead of complaining, he said that he started worshiping the Lord. Now I've got to ask you something. Let's just wait a minute. Let's look over this. His family was against him. His people of his country were against him. And he starts up that mountain. I don't know about you, but I know how Dave Long does sometimes. I know how I do sometimes. I get into those situations, and the farthest thing from my mind is to worship the Lord. How about you this morning? How about you? But I want you to understand that that's just exactly what David did. Isn't that a lesson for all of us? Isn't that an awesome lesson for everybody in here this morning? Whenever we're facing the valleys and the mountains come upon us at the same time, praise God, David worshiped the Lord. How about us this morning? How about us? Why should we not be willing to say, God, I'm going to worship you in the good times. I'm going to worship you in the bad times. I'm going to praise you in the good times. I'm going to praise you in the bad times. Blessed be the name of the Lord, because He is good. He is worthy. Now, you're going up that mountain. But I want you to understand, this is why I said those words. Just on the other side of the hill. Just on the other side of the hill. There is love. There is mercy. There is grace. There is rejoicing. But you've got to hang on to get to it. Amen? You have to be willing to hang on to get to it. Oh, the doctor comes and he tells you, you know what? You got cancer. And they're not giving you much time to live. You're thinking you're right at the top of that hill. You don't have much time to live. And you're thinking to yourself, Lord, why is this coming upon me? Why is this doing this to me? I want you to understand something, just like David. Praise and worship him in the bad times, because I'm here to tell you this morning, just on the other side of the hill, there is rejoicing. Just on the other side of the hill, there is help for your trouble. Praise God. I seen that this week, and I'm going to tell you what, God just lifted me up and blessed me and showed me this. You know what? I don't know. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe something's going on in your life here this morning. No, I'm not preaching. Name it and claim it. I'm not preaching out here this morning. But what I'm telling you is that when you get to the top of the hill, worship the Lord, praise Him in those bad times, and remember, help cometh in the morning. Amen. Amen. Joy cometh in the morning. I remember Brother Jamie telling me, to testifying here, he said he was in a dark place. He was in a dark place. And I remember that him saying that. And he said he didn't know what he was going to do. As a matter of fact, he didn't know what he would do. And I'm sure his family was suffering through the same thing as he went through it. But praise God, Jamie, does it not feel better on the other side of the hill this morning? Praise God this morning. That's what I'm trying to preach to you. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what God has shown me. Is it not awesome when the Lord can take a little bit of Scripture and show you what it means to get to the other side of the hill? You know, these people come against Him. His people come against Him. Remember how fickle those people are. Aren't they some of the same people that said Saul has killed his thousands and David has killed his 10,000? Now these are some of the same people that's coming against him. I want to tell you something this morning. You know what? You may have family that are your best friends today. You may have friends that are absolutely on your side today that could be your enemies tomorrow. But I'm here to tell you, remember, just on the other side of the hill, God has a plan. God has a way. They were fickle. They were growing out. And David was in these circumstances. And we find that he faces that mountain. And when he gets to the top of that mountain, praise God. Michelle, he didn't have a pity party, did he? He didn't have a pity party for himself. I'm here to tell you, I've had plenty of those in my life. Anybody else say amen? Can I get a witness here this morning? Huh? Can I get a witness here this morning? I've had plenty of pity parties in my life. Oh, yeah. I said, Lord, you know what? I'm trying to preach for you. Why is this coming on me? Lord, I'm trying to do this. You just hear what I'm saying? I. And God has told me the whole time, Greg. He's told me the whole time, just wait. Get on the other side of the hill. Get on the other side of the mountain and see what I have for you. Amen. Now, I don't know about you. You remember the old poem? Footprints in the Sand. How many of you have read that? Oh, yeah, that is so awesome. I've been like that. Only, I said, God, you're supposed to be with me. You're supposed to be walking with me. And I feel like I'm going down this path myself. And you know that poem that says, you know what? Whenever there was one set of footprints, you know what it was? It said that He was carrying me. Amen? And I was too dumb to see it. Amen. I was just too dumb to see. And it came to pass when David was come to the top of the mountain. There he worshiped God. Amen. He had a little farther to go. But you know what? I want to tell you something today. I want to tell you something. Can you worship God for what's going to happen? Amen. Can you do that? Are you willing to do that here this morning? Can you worship God for what He's going to do right now? Not knowing it, not seeing it in your life, I'm here to tell you we can worship God for what He's going to do. Amen? Because I believe this morning that on the other side of the hill, God will have it set up. He'll have it ready for us. He'll have it ready to go for us. I believe that. And you know what? It may be not what you're thinking it is, but praise God, He'll have something there for you. He has promised us that He will never leave us, never forsake us in the hard times. He doesn't turn His back on us whenever things are going wrong in our life. He doesn't turn His back on us whenever things are bad in our life. But praise God, He's there if you're willing to hang on and wait till you get to the other side of the hill. I am so thankful this morning that God has showed that to us. And I'm going to hurry up. I want to get down through some of this stuff. When the king said unto Ziba, what meanest thou that these, and he said, that what meanest thou these asses be for the king's household to ride on? Have you ever been so tired in your Christian walk that you felt you couldn't take one more step? Have you ever been there? Praise God, I've been there. I thought, man, You've been here, haven't you, Jamie? Couldn't take one more step. Guess what? God provided him with donkeys to ride. Amen? Remember, he didn't have any shoes on his feet. If you read down over in 15, he left without his shoes. It doesn't say this in the Bible there, but I'm here to tell you, I believe he got a pair of shoes just the right size whenever Ziba showed up there. And I believe that he was on those donkeys, and I believe he was able to ride them and his family and give them rest and comfort. I'm here to tell you this morning, if you feel like you can't take one more step, just on the other side of the hill, there's going to be comfort, there's going to be rest for your feet, there's going to be help for you if you just hang on and get to there. Oh, praise God this morning. I tell you, I am so thankful that he is such a good God. He goes on to say, and it said there, it goes on to say, and behold, to ride on in the bread and the summer fruit for the young men. Not only will he give you rest for your feet and rest and comfort. You know what the summer fruit represents? What it was back in the day, that summer fruit was given and they brought it in. What they did, they cut it up. And the first ones they would serve it to was the young boys. And what the young boys would do then, they'd get up out of there and they would start rejoicing and they would start praising God because God had made it to this point and given them, and they know that they could make it through the rest of the summer. I'm here to tell you, not only if you wait till you get to the top of the hill, or just on the other side of the hill, will you find rest for your body, but praise God, you'll be rejoicing, you'll be shouting, you'll be praising God because what the work that he has done in your life, just on the other side of the hill. Just on the other side of the hill. Amen. Praise God this morning. You know what? That don't sound strange, does it? I hope it doesn't sound strange to you this morning. I hope and pray that you are worshiping and blessing God. Listen, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea. I want you to hear this. I want you to turn to Isaiah 43 with me. I want to read this to you. And you know what? I want you, if you want to mark this, because I still believe this is as true today as it was back then. Isaiah 43, 16 through 19. Man, I love to hear Bibles turning. Praise God this morning. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariots and horse, the army and the power. They shall die together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Verse 18 is important. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. What's he trying to tell them? Listen to me. You know what? What I've done, I've done. You know what? I've done that. Don't hang on to that. You know why he says that? The next verse. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. Praise God, we go back and we read those things, but he said, I will do a new thing, Greg. Amen. I'll do that for you. Praise God this morning. Listen to me. We sometimes think that God, well, he worked back then. He won't work for us today. Where's the faith? Because God says, I will do a new thing. Hang on. Just on the other side of the hill. Just on the other side of the mountain. Praise God. Don't quit. Don't give up. If you're climbing up that mountain this morning, if you're going to it, it's going to get rough. It's going to get steep. I understand that. It does for all of us. Praise God. Put one hand above the other. Put one foot in front of the other. Keep on keeping on. Amen. Keep on keeping on till you get to the top, until you get to the other side. Nancy, what is it on the other top of the mountain? You look down the other side, you see the valley below you, don't you? The going gets a little easier. Done a little sledding gets a little better. Why? Because you've made it to the top of your trial. You made it there. And God said, hang on till you get to the other side. And praise God. Now I want to tell you something here this morning. You're either on one side of the mountain or the other here this morning. Amen? You're either going to the top or you've already made it over. And could I tell you something? If you've already made it over, God expects you to help the ones that's on the other side trying to get up. Amen? He expects us to try to do that to the best of our ability. He expects that out of us. You've been there. I've been through it. You've been through it. We know what it's like. I'm here this morning to tell you. praise God. Praise God. Just past the top of the hill is your blessing. Just past the top of your hill is your refreshing. Just past the top of the hill is the love and the joy and the peace that God gives so freely. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. I am so thankful for that scripture this morning. How about you? Amen. Just past the top of the hill. Just past it. Jamie, you come out of it, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Hey, praise God. David, come out of it. Amen. David got restored to his kingdom. David got restored. You know what? Praise the Lord this morning. I'm here to tell you, you may feel like you're down and out this morning. I'm telling you this morning, God is offering you restoration this morning. He's offering you refreshing this morning. We're going to have a song here in a minute. They come and get a song. And I'll tell you what I want to do this morning. If you're here this morning and you have a need in your life, I want to ask you this morning to come. Come. Maybe you're at the top. Come up here and let's worship the Lord together. Let's worship Him this morning. Let's do that. Worship Him in the times of trials. I want to lay this on you. I want to challenge you this morning to worship Him in the time of your trials and see if it does not work out for you. I stand on God's promise. Don't stand on what Dave Long's saying. I'm standing on what the Bible says. Let's worship Him this morning in the times of our trials and times of our hurt. And see what He brings to us. See what He brings forth.